I'm here with the executive director of the Gilmore, Dan Gustin, to talk about an important musical event in our area. This is by pretty much any standard. Sir Andra Schiff will be performing in Chenery Auditorium on Saturday, March 11th at 8 o'clock. Dan, thank you for coming in to talk about this important artist and this
thank
concert.
You. By any standard.
Yeah.
Except a low standard.
I don't think Schiff has performed at a low standard.
Not in 50 years, probably.
Yeah.
As long as his career is gone.
Let's not talk as if everybody knows who Andra Schiff is. I, of course, came to classical music as a younger person and found him in the library here. Already in the early 1990s, he had recorded significant series of works of Beethoven and Schubert, especially. And so I already knew just by browsing the stacks that this was an important pianist.
I first came in contact with him actually in the early 70s at Tanglewood. He came and gave an astounding recital of the second book of the Well-Tempered Clavier. That was the recital. And I thought, boy, that takes guts. I mean, and he did so in a theater at Tanglewood, and it was just wonderful. And of course, he was in the very early part of his career at that time. And most, he was best known in Europe originally, of course, because he's Hungarian, and he was born in Budapest and had all of his early training in Budapest. So he was making, I think, one of his debuts in America when I first heard him. And I followed him through the years, and we've gotten to know each other a little. He's just gotten better and better as over the decades as he's drilled down and focused on certain pieces of repertoire. The one composer who I associate him with, whom you didn't mention, would be Bach. He does an awful lot of wonderful performances of the keyboard works of Bach.
What does he have in common with the other pianists that have appeared on the Gilmore's Piano Masters series?
Maturity as an artist, insight into the music, technical prowess goes without saying, and a real substantive vision of what the composer wanted. I would say those are the qualities that we seek.
Would you put the Piano Masters series in the context of the overall Gilmore Keyboard Festival?
Well, Tara, as you know, we have this series every year of called the Rising Stars Recitals, where we bring young artists, usually in their, some of them as young as 18, 19, who are just beginning to emerge as interesting young performers on the world stage, so to speak. And so we do that every year, and we felt that it was important to present some of the major artists, also the major pianists, in the off festival year, just to keep things going, so to speak, and balance out the young artist recitals. So since about 2001, 2002, maybe we have presented one or and now two world renowned pianists in Chenery Auditorium in recitals in the off festival years, and the idea is to, well, of course, to present great artists, and to remind people that we're around and that the following year the festival is going to bring many great artists to Southwest Michigan.
This is also often the only stopping point in the Midwest for the artists that you were referring to, such as Sir Andra Schiff, but also this was the only chance to see Alain Grimaud, Murray Pariah, Mitsuko Uchida here in the Midwest.
Yes, Schiff is giving, I think, four recitals in the United States. One of them is in Washington, D.C. One of them is in a place called Carnegie Hall, New York. One of them is in San Francisco, at the Music Center there. The other one is here.
Goodness gracious, that's a very short tour.
I mean, it's a short tour, but it shows you how fortunate we are to be able to have him come. And he's been here once before in 2006, and he knows us, he knows what we stand for. He's recommended artists to us. Several of our younger artist award recipients have been mentored by him, including Kirill Gerstein and the young pianist Roman Rabinovich, who was just here, Adam Golka. And so we know each other, and he knows if he comes here, he'll get a good audience, an appreciative audience, and he'll have a good hall to play in and a good piano. However, this time he has rejected our good piano and is bringing his own piano because of the All Schubert program. We can talk a little bit about that sometime.
Well, perhaps we could go back to what makes Sir Andras Schiff the artist he is today. You said he was raised in Hungary, in Budapest. This is Budapest in the 50s and 60s,
yes.
A different regime, certainly. And his parents were Holocaust survivors, I understand.
Yes, they're Jewish, and they were Holocaust survivors. And in some ways, I think, although there were some great, great teachers there. Some are still there. A man by the name of Frank Radosh, for example, is one of the great piano pedagogues in the world today. And he was one of his teachers. But things can't have been easy for him once he started his career because, of course, in those days, Hungary was under the control of the Soviet Union. It imposed rather restrictive and conservative strictures on artists. So as his career developed and he left Hungary to perform elsewhere, initially in Europe, he became somewhat disaffected with his homeland. About 10 years ago, he began to return. His mother still lived there at that time, 10, 15 years ago. And then in the last 3 or 4 years, the regime has become more restrictive and dictatorial almost in Hungary, and he's refused to go back. His mother no longer, she passed away, and so he no longer has close relatives there. But he's a thinking, very humane and a thinking individual, and he does not put up with fools gladly. And he decides what he wants and what he's going to do, and he's very determined about it. He lives in London now.
I was going to ask, I mean, I could have inferred that from the sir in front of his name, Sir Andras Schiff, recognized as important to the...
to the culture in United Kingdom, for sure. He also lived in Florence for a time, I know, with his wife, but I think he makes his principal home in London now.
Does he also teach there?
He doesn't so much as teach because he's so busy as a performer and he spends a great deal of his time chasing his muse, so to speak, practicing and reworking old pieces that he's known and taking on some new pieces. But he is very, very active as a mentor to young pianists. And he hears them, he advises them. I suppose that's a form of teaching. It is a form of teaching, of course. He gives them guidance, not only on their playing and on repertoire choices, but he also has an organization. It's called Building Bridges, which is a kind of, it's a presenting organization. He's in contact with local presenters in various locations. And if they connect with this organization, he will supply young pianists under his mentorship to perform for them, which is a very, very, I mean, you can't, it's about as important a gift that a young performer can have. He's also, I mean, he's known particularly in festivals in Europe, some of the big festivals in Europe, he's known to want to partner with various other artists, including the 2010 Gilmore artist, Carol Gerstein. They did a program together, a two-piano or piano four-hand program together. I think it was at the Salzburg Festival two summers ago.
I think of an artist like maybe Claudio Arrau or Glenn Gould, who developed into different players as they aged. But the way I hear Andras Schiff is the maturity came quite early.
I think that's true, yes.
We're talking about him, though, as, he's really on this level that's hard to comprehend as an ordinary person who doesn't spend so much time focusing on just one thing. To me, that's part of what's so special about him is that he has maintained this career and given his life over to the practice of music.
Yes. He's a priest. He described himself once to me as a priest. I'm a priest of music, he said. It's his whole life. I mean, he is married. He has his wife, and he has friends, and he mentors young people, but music is his whole life.
Why is it so important? What can he do with music that he couldn't do in some other profession?
You'll have to ask him that question. I'm not going to presume, Cara, to speak for him on that subject. All I know is he's his interpretations are deeply felt, and they're also very thoughtful. I mean, when you talk to him about Bach or Schubert, for that matter, I mean, he knows so much about the composer and about the composer's works. So there's a depth of knowledge that he brings to his interpretations that I think is equaled by few other pianists alive today of his generation. There are a few, but only a few, which makes it so special that he's coming to Kalamazoo.
Well, let's talk about Schubert and the program he's bringing. It is an all-Schubert program.
It's all late Schubert, too. It's all Schubert's works that were from the last 4 years of his life, I think, pretty much.
I'm concerned that, in the hands of anybody else, this would suffer from a bit of sameness from beginning to end. For one composer, how is he going to dig out all these disparate thoughts and
colors? The pieces are of different character. That's one thing. I mean, there are two of the late sonatas, the one in A minor and the one in G major, and then a series of impromptus, four impromptus, which are shorter pieces, and then anonymously called three piano pieces, which are also shorter pieces. So they won't be just long works on the program. There'll be some variety in the programming. Also, I think Schubert is one of the few composers, Mozart is another one, Beethoven is another, who can sustain a whole program of their music, especially played on this level. Schiff has said this is almost a direct quotation, he says, of all the great composers, Schubert touches me the most. And so I think that will hear that. That will be very evident in his performances. And there's a very close and very personal attachment that he has to this music.
For someone who has been, in a way, conservative about the composers that he delves into, I mean, these are famous Viennese composers, and Bach, of course. I think it's rather adventurous and daring that he switched instruments for his last recording. This is the latest ECM News Series recording from András Schiff of all Franz Schubert's music, and he switched to a forte piano, which in our world is a specialty that if you are an early music musician, you use that, but modern pianists don't do that often.
Well, it's very characteristic of him, though, because he's always searching, always trying new things, always exploring. I'm not surprised at all that he did this. I'm sort of glad he didn't bring the forte piano to the Chenery Auditorium, because that was a piano of Schubert's time. I mean, it would have been so he's probably able to create what the music sounded like to the composer and to the listeners during Schubert's time better than in a modern instrument. I think it's an indication of his adventurous spirit. He's somewhat conservative in his repertoire choices, but not in the way in which he digs into them. And there's never a final, well, okay, this is the way I play this piece. He's always searching more and more and more and deeper. And that is one of the ways, only one of the ways, but it's one of the ways in which he is so remarkable. Now, for his Kalamazoo concert, he will be playing a Burzendorfer, which is a Viennese piano, and he's bringing it here with him.
Is the maker Burzendorfer as famous as, like, Steinway or...
Not here in this country, perhaps, but in Europe, yes. I mean, it's an old piano company. It goes back to the middle of the 19th century and maybe even earlier. It's Viennese, Austrian, I should say. I think their headquarters are in Vienna. Andras often says things like, all instrumental music are attempts to imitate the human voice in one way or another. They're all related back to song literature. They're all related back to singing. And what he thinks, I've heard him talk about the Burzendorfer, and what he says about it is that the tone that particular make of instrument has is particularly suited, he believes, to Schubert and to the sweetness or the songfulness, even the sorrowfulness of some of Schubert's music. Less well related maybe to the more classical music of Mozart or Baroque music of Bach, the heaven-storming music of Beethoven, you know, and the early romanticism. This particular piano, he believes, is ideal for presenting Schubert in a modern concert hall.
Is Sir András an emotive performer? Will he, you know, smile, give us little smiles during the concert?
No, not long, long.
On a scale of...
He won't jump up and down. And if you're looking for acrobatics, no. He just sits and plays the piano. Reminds me of a story about, I think it was the pianist Josef Hoffmann, you know, from the early 20th century, the great, great pianist. After a recital, a patron came up to him and said, took his hands and said, "Oh, Mr. Hoffmann, what glorious music you make with these hands." And he replied, or it's alleged that he replied, "What makes you think I play the piano with my hands?" Now, if you think about that, and apply it to András Schiff, he's playing the piano with his heart and with his brain. The fingers follow. The fingers follow. But it's his conception somehow in his mind, in his imagination of what these pieces can be, that's conveyed through his fingers and into the instrument and all.
András Schiff will be in Kalamazoo in Chenery Auditorium Saturday night. Dan Gustin, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.